Chris asked me to lead off, give you an idea of the timeline, what we've been going through. It seems like more than a year that we've been feeling threatened by this application for application of sewage sludge, also known as biosolids. I have an illustration there, paper mache, and I was thinking that really that is just a vessel for what's unknown going into the sewer. You know, people just throw anything into the sewer. There's not much regulation on the donation end. And then what we've learned going through this process is that there's not much regulation at all ends of it. Let's see. I'm very nervous.
History.
Yes. So it was sometime two summers ago, well, a year ago, that notification of the intent to apply biosolids to Rosemond Farms up on the land up above Mill Canyon was noticed. That's one issue in what we call thin regulation, that, and Ernie can explain this, that there was inadequate notification of the public, so that by the time Ernie and another neighbor got involved and wanted to give comment, they were told, no, too late, you missed the deadline. And we've had a number of extension of deadlines. We got an extension of the comment period, and that ended October 31st. We were told that there would be a decision made on the permit within a month and a half, but there's still no decision, which is fine with me. It's just kind of insecure. And
got people together from the canyon to meet.
Yeah, there's a number of endorsing organizations that we've been able to gain in this fight. We are trying to get the state to refuse the permit. As a former state employee, I find, and I learned from 20 years working for the state, that the state agencies, many of them, are vulnerable to exploitation by vendors. And this is a classic case in which someone, the business is Fire Mountain Farms, has had violations, notification of violations of ecology's own standards. On our website, you can see a King Television article about it. But still, he seems to be the go-to guy that ecology deals with to make these land applications. There were a number of irregularities in the process. Some important points that I think I should make is, on the website you'll see and the website is protectmillcanyon.org. You'll see a lot of information. A very important one is a land map, a soil survey map, that shows that much of the land up on top that this will proposed to be applied to, this material, is classified as highly erodible land, HEL, by the Natural Resource Conservation Service Soil Survey, part of the Department of Agriculture. So many soil scientists point to this as another element of folly in that it's the worst possible place to experiment with this material. And this material is a big question mark. That papier-mâché image there is, it's really, it's not so much what the turd is made of, but it's a vessel for what, who knows what comes through the sewage system. If you deal with cow manure, then pretty much people know what cows are fed. And if you don't like what they're fed, then you do something else instead. But this is a big question mark. So, our neighbors got alarmed and started to organize on this. In the canyon is a farm called Tolstoy Farm, which has been certified organic for 20 years, but for about 50 years there's been just a lot of organic farming going on there. And so fortunately, Tolstoy Farm, its own source of irrigation is not vulnerable to the application from Rosemond Farms up on top. They get their water from a different source, but there is much concern about cataclysmic spread of this stuff, either through particulate matter in the air, that's another exhibit, just look up, or through flooding. On the website you can see a video of the flood that was, what year was that? 2004. And what came down was farmland and water from up on the farm fields. So we're vulnerable to that. The other thing is that the application will be in the next section over from where I and my neighbor have our spring. It's called the Turnley Spring, and for maybe 100 years it is served for drinking water for people in Mill Canyon. It's a very clean source of water, and many people on Tolstoy, or just neighbors that I have no idea who they are, come and collect big tanks of water, drinking water. We just got it tested recently, and yes, it is clean. You know, that's why people use it. And we tested it also as a control in case we lose this fight, to compare from the future back to now. I'm probably leaving out a lot of things, but I will just stick in the old cowboy saying, which is, whiskey's for drinking, but water's for fighting, and that's why we're here.